The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Now, I saw a photo doing the rounds on Twitter on Wednesday, and I'm sure a lot of you saw it too. It was actually heartbreaking. It was taken from a hospital window, and it showed a man with a phone to his ear as he used his free hand to wave at the camera. The man who was in that photograph joins us now. Gary Toohey, good evening to you.
Frank, good afternoon. How are you, Kevin?
I'm good, thanks. I've painted a picture there for our listeners, but you might fill in the gaps for us as to what was going on in that photo.
Yeah, of course. Well, look, I suppose myself and my partner, we went in, Tuesday night around 11:30, 11:45 into the hospital. Her waters had broken. So, first of all, I walked her up to the door and sent her on in, and that was it. I couldn't go in it or anything like that, obviously. So just the waiting game started from there. Now, look, I'd like to say, first of all, in regards to all of this and what's going on there with the picture, and it's great that it's been highlighted, but I don't want any bad picture being painted, I suppose, of the maternity hospital itself. The issue really at hand is the lack of support they do get from Department of Health and the HSE. The work they've done inside her last couple of days with Joyce has
been... Oh, yeah, absolutely, Gary. And that's the health system in general. Once you get in there, it's fantastic. And the people are brilliant there at the coalface. Credit to them.
Before going any further, I'd just like to highlight two people, in particular Emma and Lauren, the two girls, midwives that looked after her. They were absolutely incredible to her.
Brilliant.
I was just obviously just waiting around the car park, walking around yesterday, all day yesterday and all day Wednesday, waiting on news. And look, this isn't about me. It's about Joyce and support, I suppose. She needed from me personally, I suppose. She got great support inside, but it's just it was tough. It was fierce tough on both of us. I spent 2 nights in the care, I suppose, waiting on news about her. And look, I suppose with the maternity hospital in Limerick.
And it was a grueling labour for Joyce. You know, she went in on Tuesday night, induced. In the early hours of Tuesday. And how long were you then waiting in the car park, just waiting for that phone call? Because you can't go in until a very advanced stage in the labour process.
Yeah, I suppose, look, in total, I suppose, look, I haven't done it up, but it was around 36 to 40 hours you're waiting around outside.
And what are you doing during that time? You're sitting in the car in your car park just waiting for the call?
Well, listen to the radio, watching TV on the phone, waiting for a call, talking to family members. And look, I was talking to her nearly every hour when we could, but that's it. You're just a waiting game. And look, there was dozens of other birth partners out there like me. And look, again, it's not about us. It's about the mother and the woman and the support that they need. And it was heartbreaking for her because she needs the support more so before the birth and especially after the birth. And it's just like even last night, I left at midnight last night, and that's it. I can't see her or Fia until Sunday morning.
Wow.
And I know on Monday it's coming in that a partner can go in for 45 minutes, and it's better than nothing. But at the end of the day, is 45 minutes enough? I'd love to be able to go in there today for 2 or 3 hours, take the baby away from Joyce and give her a good rest. And
of course.
Just give that proper support. And it just feels like yesterday, and I'd like to thank Alan Kelly as well yesterday for highlighting it in the Dáil. But Mr. Donnelly seems to be passing the book over to HSE. The HSE passed the book back down to the hospitals, and it's not fair in the hospitals to have to implement this themselves. They're not getting the support from the bodies that are over them. So it's just frustrating. It's heartbreaking as well, not just for us, but the amount of families that have got in touch with me over the last 48 hours has just been incredible.
Well, and one person, Gary, that has been speaking to a lot of people that have found themselves in a very similar situation as yourself and Joyce is Cretia Lynch. She is the chair of AIMS Ireland, the Association for Improvements in the Maternity Services. And she joins us now. Cretia, the sad reality is, like I said, Gary isn't alone in his experience.
Absolutely not. But before I go on, Gary, super congratulations on Fia. You must be really thrilled.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. So, Gary isn't alone. And obviously, everybody's experience is slightly different. Today, I was speaking to somebody who had a very different experience. Very sadly, they didn't come home with the baby. And that partner, for example, said to me that he felt because he had been so excluded from the whole process that, you know, his baby, who he never really got to know afterwards, he never really got to know them during the pregnancy either. So everybody has these experiences, and they're all different for people. It's a vulnerable time. It's a time when people do need the support of their partner. You know, Gary did such a great job there on highlighting it. you know, women need support in the antenatal period. They need support when they're going in for appointments. Sometimes it's difficult to understand what people are saying to you, or if it's not great news, you should really ask more questions. But if you're there on your own, you don't. And then during the early labour, I mean, that's the most difficult time for people, the early labour. And we have a high induction rate in Ireland at the moment. There's about a 38% induction rate. So lots of women are having the experience that Joyce would have had of having to go in on their own. And it is very difficult to be there on your own, not to have your partner there telling you you're doing great, egging you on. Often there's no pain relief, for example, in the antenatal ward while you're waiting. So it's a difficult time. And postnatally, you know, we have a lot of mums having cesarean births now as well, and they need a lot of support. Our maternity services kind of rely on a partner coming in and bringing the cup of coffee or bringing things in and supporting people. So not to have that has been
and
so hard.
And does it vary from hospital to hospital? You know, the HSE don't even seem to know what restrictions are in place in individual maternity hospitals.
Well, it does vary from hospital to hospital. And you see, that, I think, is one of the cruxes of the issue. And Gary highlighted it quite well there. We heard the minister say today it was not a political issue and it had nothing to do with him. So that's kind of surprising, I think, to a lot of people, because surely the Minister of Health should be on top of these things, should be showing a bit of leadership here. Mm. We do know that the director of the HSE did send a letter to all maternity units, and we would love to know what's in that letter. I would hope that in that letter there would be some kind of roadmap of how the restrictions would be eased in a uniform way for everybody. I'd hope there'd be guidance. I'd hope there'd be some questioning about risk assessment and maybe some kind of support there. Maybe some units it's going to be harder for them to do this. Well, what about giving them the rapid flow test? What about the antigen testing for those units? What about some minor infrastructural works that might be done, maybe some panelling or something that can be put up to help people? And what about giving people targets? What about giving the maternity unit targets that they can get to within a certain time and comply? And then we'd have a unified picture. It wouldn't matter whether you were giving birth in Limerick or giving birth in Letterkenny and Donegal or in the Rotunda. You'd know that all these things are in place, safety is in place, and that your need for a partner is going to be met as well.
Is Gary, do you mind me asking, is this your first child?
It is, Frank. Yeah, it is indeed. Yeah.
Okay. And were you allowed to go in for scans or appointments with Joyce?
No, I was basically non-existent there for the last 9 months.
Non-existent? Like, what an awful way to feel. It should be such an exciting time for you and Joyce. And I know, in fairness to Joyce, if she's listening, she did all the heavy lifting. But you must have felt completely excluded and somewhat detached from the entire process.
Oh, look, 100%. Like, she'd be coming back with the results of whatever scan she went for. And you're just there nodding your head and, you know, agreeing and going along with it because you aren't there. You don't feel like you're involved. Now, we did go privately for one scan that we obviously had to pay for ourselves, which was great. And that evening coming home,
and how special was that moment, Gary, when you saw that scan for the first time?
It was like all the pictures she brought home from the scans, but have seen the live scan there at that time. It was just like you can't explain it until you're actually in that situation. It was just incredible. And I suppose for a couple of weeks until the next scan, then I felt, you know, I didn't feel involved again. Do you know? And you're back to square one, really. And just touching the point here about the antigen test, like Paddy Mellon from St. Vincent got in touch with me yesterday on Twitter, and he was saying that a quick 15-minute antigen test maybe for partners before they go in. And look, if you pass negative, off you go. You can stay there for the birth or for the whole process. If you don't pass it, back to your care. That's no problem. And it's just that support that maternity hospitals don't have, where the Department of Health and the HSE have to stop passing the buck to each other and maybe work together on it and implement a process where partners can be tested before they go in. Because, look, we were lucky. No, she did have a tough birth, but we were lucky. We came out with a good story in the end. A lot of people don't come out with those stories. And it's just the emotional support that the woman needs just isn't there at the moment. And look, a leadership is needed
and
both departments.
We're almost out of time, but Krisha, just very quickly then, you know, as things are starting to improve and as more and more people are getting vaccinated, we learned yesterday that pregnant women are now going to receive vaccinations. Would you expect restrictions to be eased fairly swiftly?
Well, we would hope that they are eased extremely swiftly. I mean, we've got a situation where probably from Monday you can go shopping in Pennies, but you still can't accompany your partner in labour. I mean, that's completely ridiculous with a vaccinated healthcare service and with vaccinations coming on, with rapid antigen tests there. with being able to go to all the sporting events coming on board that you mentioned before. You know, maternity restrictions need to be brought in line with everything else.
Okay, and then we are very much out of time, but I do want to ask you finally, Gary, we've heard about how Daddy is, but how are Mammy and Baby doing today?
Absolutely flying it. Kind of, the phone with her most of the day. Baby is kind of sleeping all day, so hopefully she's like that when she comes home.
And
well.
Any idea when you're going to get her home, Gary?
Sunday morning.
So, ah, brilliant.
Again, we've no timeline, so we've no real information on that, but Sunday morning, so I'm here for the next 2 days at home, cleaning the house and making sure it's spotless for when you do come home. So
Good man. Get the Hoover out and enjoy that. That'll be a very special day for you and Joyce. And please pass on our congratulations to Joyce as well. That's all we've got time for, guys. Thanks so much for your contributions. Gary Toohey there and Creasa Lynch, the chair of the Ames Ireland Association.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.